Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Humphrey, the CEO of the World Floor Covering Association, the WFCA. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm good. Before we get into the topic today, a little background on you. You've been in this role for a little over 12 years now, and I think you spent about 12 years at Shaw as well.
Well, at Shaw for 25 years.
All right. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. First off, I know you and Sam O'Krent, the chairman of the WFCA, took a trip to Washington a month or so ago. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was a great trip. We actually had more visits with actual members of Congress and Senate in this one than since I've been in this role. We met with the Congresswoman from North Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We met with both the senators from Georgia, Ossoff and Warnock. And then we met with Congressman McCormick and Congressman Gonzalez, both of those primarily on immigration. Focused issues, but very good. We had three major topics, Kemp. One was immigration, because we understand that about 40% of all the people that have come into installation in the last 5 years came across the southern border. So to send those people back would cause a devastating impact on our industry. And so that was a big topic for us, especially with the Georgia constituent. Then we talked about the tariffs, which were a hot topic of the day. At the time, they had not taken place yet, but people knew they were coming. And we talked about how that would impact the industry. And then the other thing was the pass-through tax, it's called the Trump pass-through tax, but the one that allows taxpayers to exclude up to 20% of their pass-through business income from federal income tax. That's supposed to go out at the end of this year. And to do so, 20% is a pretty big hit for most independent flooring retailers.
Let's go back to that tariff topic for a minute, because I know the WFCA is focused on its membership, which is primarily the dealer base. So tell us a little bit about your position on that.
Yeah, so our purpose statement, Kemp, says we exist to ensure the success and profitability of professional flooring dealers, but to represent the entire industry's common interest. And so the tariff issue did come up because we have a lot of major manufacturers who are members of the WFCA. A lot of them do that because they get a discount on their booth space out in Vegas at Surfaces. But for whatever reason, I remember during the first Trump tenure that he was in office, you had a couple of major manufacturers that went up and testified in front of Congress. One of them was for the tariffs and one was against, depending on how they were impacted. I think you'd have somewhat the same with manufacturers now, but from a retail standpoint, if everybody's prices go up consistently, then the only big concern there is if prices go up so much that consumers put off the purchase and just say, you know what, we'll wait, or we don't have to do that right now.
Okay, so another big hurdle for this industry is the lack of housing turnover. And, you know, that's been affected by higher interest rates and, you know, folks just wanting to stay put. So I guess there's not anything much that Congress can do about that other than encourage the feds to lower the interest rates, right?
Well, that's a big part of it. I think right now it's all impacted by uncertainty and what's happening in D.C. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason about what's going on or why it's going on. And I think the uncertainty causes consumers just to hunker down and stay where they're at. But interest rates certainly are not helping. They're not coming down as we need to. And with a big hunk of national debt coming up to be renewed, those interest rates going down can have a major impact on future generations.
Now, I also know you recently had a board meeting, the WFCA did, and I guess you went through some of your core initiatives. Share with our audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, this one was unique for us because we had almost our entire staff go out with us to Phoenix, Arizona for the staff meeting and actually talk to the board themselves. I like to get the staff in front of the board so the board understands who are the people actually making things happen. And so we had a lot of major marketing initiatives, as you and I mentioned before this call. You know, we've got a new logo, a new color scheme that goes with everything. And one of our intents is to help everybody out there understand everything that the WFCA is involved in. Not only those entities we purchase like NFIC and FCITS, but also those that we help run like FCIF and FCEF, the ones that are managed to primarily by the WFCA, and their key people report to me as part of their structure. And so we had all of those people out there speaking to our board. Great time, really a lot of focus on leadership, what was happening in D.C., but also what we're offering from a standpoint of our new program, SEAL, Seeking Excellence as Leaders, the four-month self-guided online program. Currently, Kemp, we've had or do have over 200 people who have gone through that in the last year and 4 months.
I know about that because I actually got involved in that when you first rolled it out, and that's a neat program.
You sure did. You were in the pilot. We made a pretty dramatic change. Mark Miller actually left Chick-fil-A, and he's joined the people that were doing that for us. So we're using his new book, Uncommon Greatness, as the first 2 months. So that part is different from what you went through before. But we've had some people go through it twice, and the ones who were in the pilot like you said that they really enjoy this book being a part of it even more. Plus, we get Mark Miller speaking to us on two sets of those videos, which is pretty powerful as well.
So what are you hearing out there in the industry? You know, I know the NFA, you know, which is that group of about 42 or three major players in retail, met last week. And I'm understanding that some are up, like some up double digits, some are down. So it's kind of a mixed bag, isn't it?
It really is. We're seeing a lot more geographic response to whether you're impacted by the economy or not. And you're right. It's really made for some unique conversations because you have people that are up 10% and people that are down 10% in the same group. And there's not necessarily any rhyme or reason. I will say typically people that have more of a commercial blend in with their residential tend to be able to buffer that a little bit better than most.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we just finished our annual report, which is our May issue. It's at the printer right now. And some might find it interesting to learn that in 24 versus 23, the overall business was down about 4%, with the retail replacement business being down almost 8% and the commercial business being up just a hair. So that's kind of how the mix was last year. We'll have to see what happens this year with all this uncertainty.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. We just have to wait and see what plays out with these tariffs, what plays out with, you know, the national scene with Russia and Ukraine. There are so many things impacting. I was thinking back, Kemp, you know, I've been in this industry now over 50 years because my dad owned a carpet mill when I was growing up. It used to be that if something impacted you, you read it in the paper and you might feel the weight of it in a couple of weeks. But with the media access that we have today, it's immediate. And you see that more than anywhere else in the stock market. The stock market immediately responds to what they fear the most. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out when we get some stability.
All right, Scott. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Scott Humphrey, the CEO of the WFCA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaAlley.net.